Blackstone Audio presents Killings by A.W. Gray. This book is read by Joe Barrett. For Thomas Arrington Gray II, March 18, 1938 to July 18, 1992. Big Bud. Oh, to tote your helmet after practice just one more time. Chapter 1. A custodian named Herbert Trevino, as he reported for 4 a.m. duty on the SMU campus, found the second victim under a tree. At 5 in the morning, he told Dallas County investigator Hardy Cole that the nude body of the girl would have gone unnoticed if it hadn't have been for the noise.
"Wait a minute," Cole said. "This is the first I've heard about any noise."
He was lean and angular, with a permanent "what-you're-telling-me's-a-lot-of-bullshit" set to his mouth, and at the moment was more than a little pissed over the call at his home at 4 in the morning. He hadn't shaved, and had wolfed down a donut and a cup of 7-Eleven coffee on his way to the campus. The custodian said,
"That's 'cause this is the first time anybody asked me. All these cops tramping around here don't do nothing except put up them barriers and then stand a fuck around. I try to tell them what happened 3 or 4 times. They just say, 'Wait a minute,' and then throw some more cigarette butts down for me to clean up after."
He wore a gray broadcloth short-sleeved uniform and hard-toed work boots. His thick hair was graying, his weather-creased skin the color of a tamale wrapper. Cole and Trevino were sitting in the front seat of Cole's gray four-door county-owned Chevy, parked at the curb on Airline Road. Across the way, flashlight beams stabbed here and there as the University Park Police and the Dallas County Sheriff's Department poked among the bushes and shrubs around the Fondren Science Building. In the distance, the dome...